Hey, silver dude, are you new here or something? You've got no name flagged. It's considered good form to flag one, mate. A human avatar with psychedelic skin leaned close to a silver sphere, admiring the curved and magnified appearance of his teeth in its surface. The shining ball was nearly the same size as the avatar, and he did not have to bend far. If you had been watching, what happened next would have come as quite a surprise. A ripple surged across the sphere, forming an arm that struck the avatar's face so fast that he didn't have time to blink. With a faint whoa and a sucking sound, the avatar disappeared into the sphere. For a moment, the alien assumed its perfect spherical form again. Then bulges started to appear, accompanied by flashes of colour. You could briefly make out the avatar's teeth, his flowery chest, a leg, an eye. For a fraction of a second, it seemed like a restored avatar was standing on the spot occupied by the sphere. Then the alien was back again, silver, glowing, and with a certain air of contentment about it. It now had a name flag. One. One rolled across a strike lawn, an abandoned casino, a park designed by Lady Sorrow, full of lilies and weeping willows, and a rather tastefully designed ballroom, all without displaying the slightest deviation or wobble. Where it encountered obstacles, even the flimsy branches of trees, it rolled right along them, as though weightless, but not quite floating. The sphere came to a stop at a residence, a bright red circular door set in the side of a gentle hill. Sitting among the flowers of the front garden were three avatars, evidently having a picnic. "Hello, one. Nice minimalist look. Goes well with the name." "Yeah, hi. Are you new here? I don't believe we've met." The sphere gave no other response than to begin a slight quivering.